Those last two seasons, you were second 15 captain.
I was.
Did you enjoy captaincy?
I did, actually, I did.
Were there any particular young players at that time in the United? Perhaps even players who didn't make it, but you thought they would, and you know they looked good, and they never really went on.
I can't really think of many, to be honest. Obviously, Andy Standers and Bobby Folks and players like that. And I think people like Knight Scrivens were already established in the first. But I honestly can't remember, to be honest.
No.
How long did you go on playing for Old Richardson after the Eagles?
Probably about, actually I had a bit of a season at Lydney after I left here.
Oh.
Yeah, they kept badging me to play for them, so in
1987. At Lydney, you played a season at Lydney?
Near enough a season, yeah.
Do you remember what season that was?
87.
87? And then back to Old Richards.
And back to Old Richards,
How did you enjoy yourself at Lydney?
How did you enjoy yourself at Lydney?
Did you? Yeah.
A great bunch of blokes. Obviously, I knew a lot of them down there. Mm. But I even captained them the one game. I was against Pontypridd. Mm. But I enjoyed it. It was getting too much.
Did you play against Gloucester?
Out here on Boxing Day,
You did?
Just the once, yeah.
A question we've asked a lot of people is, could you name your dream team during the years you played for Gloucester?
Oh.
And I can, again, offer you all the honours boards for all the years.
My dream team?
Your dream team, yeah. And if you want it to include P. Wood, you can.
Well, that goes without saying, I think.
Of course you do. You don't want to watch them, after all.
Right, obviously Peter Butler, fullback. Picking winger is so difficult. You get somebody like Nick Price who can score a try out of nothing. But I think you've got to go with Clusey because time and time again, another person who scored tries where you think, well, nobody's ever going to get there, and he got there.
Yeah.
He wasn't the fastest winger in the world, but some of the tries he scored, absolutely incredible. And obviously you've got to go with Richard Mogg on the other wing. scrum half. I like playing Peter Kingston. Very reliable. Steve Baker was good though. Another person I played a lot of games with. Yeah. It's a very difficult choice. But I think I'd have to go with Peter Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Outside half. I played a lot of rugby with Brian Russell. I think he could have done a lot better than what he did do. Les Jones, too predictable. You know, I played against Les many times and with him, and I always knew exactly what he was going to do. Chris Williams, I didn't play a lot of games with Chris. Dave Poynton, again, very reliable rugby player. Colin Price,
Another player who went down to Lydney.
Yeah. I think Mike Hamlin would probably be the one I go for.
Mm-hmm.
A very steady player.
How about centres?
Oh, Santos. Oh. I always like playing with Dave Boynton, you know, when he played the Santa, to be honest. So I'd probably go for him. Probably Paul Taylor.
Mm.
Tally.
Yeah, very good player.
I think we both go for Paul Taylor.
Yeah,
sort of player's player. You could play off Paul Taylor. Yeah, very strong.
Yeah,
very upright.
Yeah.
Ideal for a flanker, sort of backing.
Very consistent.
Very.
Always knew what you were going to get from Paul Taylor.
Yeah. Front row, Blakeway. I'd have to go for Millsy.
Yeah.
But. But having said that, Kevin White, very good hooker, Kevin White, very underrated. I think he was just unfortunate that Millsy was around at the time, but no, I'd have to go for Millsy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough to play a few games with White Burton, but probably not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear. Again, difficult choice. Probably go for Sarge.
Mm-hmm.
One sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
Second rules. Oh. Boyden Orwin.
Yes. Yeah, I think that was the easy part, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, Boyden Orwin. Even though I played a lot of games with John Fiddler, he keep you lazy sod at times, John Fiddler. But now Boyden Orwin. Back rows.
Oh, you've only got two now.
The thing is, you got John Gadd, you got John Watkins. Could you possibly, you know, two different styles of players, but both excellent.
Yeah.
I think number eight, you've got to go with Teague. But John Simonet was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though I'm a big admirer of John Watkins, I would go for John Gadd, I think.
Mm. Be a pretty useful dream team, that.
Yeah,
it
would.
Definitely. On the evidence of Friday, we could do with one or two of them.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well.